savings made simple.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We increased spending dramatically for two wars and an expensive prescription drug program. But we didn't pay for any of this new spending. Instead, we made the problem worse with trillions of dollars in unpaid-for tax cuts. Tax cuts that went to every millionaire and billionaire in the country. Tax cuts that will force us to borrow an average of $500 billion every year over the next decade. To give you an idea of how much damage this caused to our nation's checkbook, consider this. In the last decade, if we had simply found a way to pay for the tax cuts and the prescription drug benefit, our deficit would currently be at low historical levels in the coming years.
What a load of manure that is, right? President Obama announcing his deficit reduction plan, proposing to lower the nation's debt by $4 trillion. It's all because the tax cuts to the rich were put in, and they benefited, and you didn't. That's what he says. Class warfare, it might as well, let it begin. Listening to that is annoying at best for me. I don't know about you. You can chime in, 800-510-8255, as we'll take some calls on the discussion the president had, the speech, talking about the reasons behind the enormous deficit. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the world of talk radio and talk television. Thank you very much, plus your calls. And television is where we get started, actually, because we have talk TV and talk radio to listen to and think about. From Fox, Bill Hemmer talks to former White House Press Secretary Dana Perino, who thinks this speech is one president should have given a couple of months ago.
When you worked in the White House, you worked on the Hill, put this together now, because we've heard plans on the table now from the House. You know the Senate's cooking up something that will go public maybe in 2 weeks. What should the White House strategy be now?
So if I were there, I would have said 2 months ago when the president has the opportunity to put forward his policies and his budget in the budget speech, that's where you would do that. I wouldn't necessarily have waited to see what the Republican plan was going to be. This worked in 1995 for Bill Clinton. Waited, Republican plan, totally beaten up. And then Clinton didn't have to do anything. That's not what happened this time. When Representative Ryan put out the House Republican budget plan, it was widely praised from a lot of different sectors. And now President Obama put together what they describe as a major speech, yet it's in the middle of the day, at a local university in Washington, D.C., and they've said don't expect many details.
Well, what does that mean then?
Well, it's just that they give a major speech every week, and major starts to lose its effectiveness if you're just putting out things that are rehashing of your previous policies and you're not giving anybody details. An example of that was just 2 weeks ago. The White House recognized they were about to get the blame for the high gas prices people are paying. What did he do? A major speech on energy.
Fed right into it.
So,
but your point is that Ryan's forcing his hand.
Ryan
put a plan on the table. And now everybody's saying, well, you got to be specific right now so you can make a comparison between these plans. Will he do that?
If Representative Ryan's plan had been bludgeoned, I don't think President Obama would be giving this speech today.
Really?
I think that they recognize that the tectonic plates have shifted. And that President Obama and his lack of leadership on the budget was sitting on the fault line. Remember, he was the one who asked for the deficit commission that reported back in December,
right.
And then he ignored it.
You wrote a piece at FoxNews.com, how Republican leadership keeps saving President Obama from himself.
Yes.
What
here's
do you mean
my
by
point.
That?
President Obama's instincts and indecisiveness has meant that he does not, it wasn't his instincts to cut government spending. In fact, he called for a freeze on all government spending. Now the White House is touting that he will be signing into law a budget that cuts more spending since World War II. It's Boehner and McConnell, with their leadership and being able to keep together, for the most part, the new Tea Party members, not getting everything that they wanted, but pushing forward, that now President Obama is taking credit for the Bush tax cuts. Well, that he's going to flip-flop on those today in about an hour.
The suggestion is that he's that was part of his the pillars of his plan will be to raise taxes on the wealthy.
Why is it that
they always go back to that point?
Because, again, that's his instincts and his policy preference. And when I say that the Republicans keep saving them from themselves, remember, President Obama campaigned against extension of the Bush tax cuts. Then he took credit for it into this victory lap. Now they're going to talk about that again. And I'm not saying just tax cuts for the rich. We had the debate about what is better for job growth in this economy, and that taxing small business owners more was going to hurt job growth. That's what President Obama talked about. So how he's going to thread that needle in this speech is beyond
me. That's a difficult thing to do.
The president outlined a package of tax increases and spending cuts aimed at reducing the deficit by $4 trillion over a number of years. Are you buying it? 800-510-8255. I'll have some more talk radio and talk television input here in a matter of moments, and then we'll get to your calls as we focus on the budget here on the Countdown. I'm Doug Stephens.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour magazine as a magic eraser. Allure magazine, InStyle, and Elle magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Most of the time, we don't notice the engineered systems that affect our daily lives. That's because they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. If you flick a light switch and the light turns on, you don't give it a second thought. If the light fails, however, it's a different story. So why don't things go wrong more often? Well, each object in your home has been designed by engineers. And engineers don't just design things to work. They also figure out what could go wrong with the design, ways to prevent those things from going wrong, and ways to minimize the damage if things do go wrong. Engineers analyze all of this in a process called risk assessment. Risk assessment might sound simple, but it's actually a complicated process. Assessing risk is a rigorous technical process that involves sophisticated methodologies. Engineers must be vigilant in analyzing and applying protocols and scenarios to thwart events that can cause an undesirable consequence. For more information, visit www.asme.org.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. Sarah from Detroit, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Mermaid. Listen, you gotta help me. My adorable mother-in-law is coming over, and I need to whip up the world's best dinner fast, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Don't panic. Chicken of the Sea is fresh, great-tasting tuna, combined with one of our quick and delicious recipes found on chickenofthesea.com, and your mother-in-law will be speechless.
Well, one can only hope.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see, what's the best tuna, chicken of the sea? The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That rich aroma starts filling up the room. Let me know I'm one day closer, oh, to getting home to you. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
800-510-8255, 16 past the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown program. Doug Stephan here overviewing the budget discussion. It really is, as somebody who didn't admittedly vote for President Obama, it isn't very exciting. I'm not a Republican, though. I just don't think Obama was ever qualified to be the president, and he more and more shows, from my perspective anyway, every day why I was right in not voting for him. This kind of childish maneuvering, the kind of rhetoric, the business about taxing the rich and what it actually comes down to, he leaves himself wide open to have stones thrown at him because of the way he presents things. There's an arrogance to what you listen to, and the Republicans aren't helping either because they haven't come up with anything that makes it, well, though the Ryan plan as this was pointed out a few minutes ago, more universal acceptability in many circumstances. But the president doesn't get it. The spending and the outrageous debt, people are very uncomfortable. I think I saw a poll yesterday, 69 or 70% of the country thinks we're going in the wrong direction as far as the fiscal realities are concerned. All right, let's move on. 800-510-8255. Here's radio host John McConnell talking to a caller about how people are depending on the government to do everything. And this caller underscores a number of good points.
Laney in New Orleans. Hi, Macon, Laney. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Spud. One of the points, I guess a couple of related points I want to bring up. The of all the important things government needs to do, and I'm referring to the president's speech, I listened very carefully. One of the things that is not normally thrown in the mix is which government should do this. I mean, there are important things that have to be done, and from the federal side, we don't get a fair or balanced debate about is this better done at the state level or local or regional level. Mm-hmm. And the argument is presented when it's presented in education is presented that, gee, if we don't fund this, it all goes away. And so we have this omnipotence of the federal government from their approach. When yeah. we have state, we have local, on and on. And along with that is the if we look at groups, groups that have been so-called helped by the federal government, and we go back and look at the amount spent, and if we look over 15, 20 years, I think in many cases it amounts to cruel and unusual punishment as the net effect of the government come in and so-called helping people, because it seems like the last thing they want is for these people to be independent and free and thinking on their own. So that's just my
opinion. Well, that second one's an interesting thing, too, because quite frankly, we're talking about how, I mean, the dumbing down of America. The president made a reference about the kids in Korea. Their math and science skills is zooming, you know. But the fact of the matter is, the more I do for myself, the smarter I get and the better I get. I mean, smarter is, so I'm sure, is going to be relative and subjective, because I'll get a text telling me that I'm an idiot. But I learn more by doing things myself than having other people do it. It's like I'm telling my kids at home, you know, one of these days you're going to be on your own. So guess what? You got to know how to do the laundry. Well, then fine, wear dirty drawers. But you want stuff. You want something. Go get it. You need to know how to do basic stuff. And there's a lot of basic stuff that a lot of people don't know how to do because somebody else is doing it for them.
That's right. It's called the nanny state. Here's another radio host named Bill LeMay talking to Democratic strategist Perry Woods.
You have President Obama, of course, doing the class war for a fair thing, talking about millionaires and billionaires, and that's not
Bill,
true either because he's going down.
There's been class warfare going on for a long time in this country for the past 30 years, Bill. 80% of the wealth generated in this country has gone to the top 1% of our population. We have the highest disparity of wealth in our nation's history. It is on par with a banana republic, my friend.
Wonderful. So, well, I would go well with the government we have.
Well, yeah, that may be fair. And listen, that. Like the president, I want government to be efficient and work. So I think that, you know, we need to be changed. I think the president talked to America as grown-ups. Today, I think he, you know, despite all the rhetoric we've heard over the past 2.5 years, the truth is he's actually governed far more, quote unquote, conservatively than what he actually campaigned on.
Like, how can you say that? $1.6 trillion in deficit spending this year, and that grew by 15% over his projection.
Right, that's because, you know, we have the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression in our nation's history.
What has it done?
Well, for one thing, Bill, we're even though we're still teetering, we didn't continue to go down the crash.
No one said it would. He said it would.
No, everybody said it would. Even almost every single economist.
Even Dr. Michael Munger said that was hogwash. I'm not quoting him there because it may be paraphrasing, but he was much more articulate.
I'm not an economist. I don't pretend to be.
I like the word hogwash, yes. That's what, that's the term I'd use to refer to the whole situation. 21 after, how about your references? Call is coming up.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on KBYR in Anchorage, Alaska. Good to have you on board. Let's continue with the countdown now as we listen to Talk Host Tom Rose visit with analyst Victor Davis Hanson about the news that the cuts in last week's budget agreement are actually only about half of what was first reported. I'm sure you'll be shocked to hear this.
Dr. Hanson, what do you make of revelations now, shock of all shocks, surprise of all surprises, that the $38 billion budget cut deal between House Republicans and the White House on Friday ended up being not really $38 billion at all, but maybe $20
billion? Well, I think it's just this incrementalism. It's part of a larger problem that every year we increase the budget by 6, 8, 10%, 15%, whatever it happens to be in any given year. And then we get in this crisis, and then we try to meet people, and we're talking about cutting the level of increase rather than going back to a budgetary year. And then we say we need more revenue, but we never stop in historical fashion. Say, what were we doing in 1998, 1980, 1970? So it's got a logic all of its own. It's like an organic organ. It's just an organism that's alive, and it needs food to grow. And if it misses a meal one time, it thinks it's dying, and that's what's scary about it.
Right, and this isn't even missing a meal. This is cutting off half the whipped cream on the lemon meringue pie at dessert time.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a life of its own now, and for every failure to get the desired increase, we hear this litany that we're back in Dickensian England and everybody's starving. So it's going to be very hard. It's ultimately a test of the American people and what they want. And if they want everybody to be equal as a result and start off, you know, differently but end up all the same, then that's where we're headed. And it's going to be increasingly hard to stop that when we have a majority of the population now that gets a large part of its income from the government and some type of redistributive mechanism, and a
only,
large part.
Yeah, I was just going to some new commerce or Treasury Department statistics. Only 53% of Americans pay income tax at all. The top 1% pay 40-some% of the income. The top 10% pay more than 40% of the income tax. The top 50% of Americans pay 99% of income taxes in this country at what the president, speaking at George Washington, demanding more tax increases, although he will now call them tax expenditures, meaning they've been gracious enough to allow us to keep X percent of our money. They're going to cash some of that in. At what point does the Malcolm Gladwell tipping point get reached? At what point do we tip over?
I think we're getting there, especially in states like California, where we only have about 170,000 people that are paying about 40%, 50% of the income tax. And we have a 10.1 income tax, a 10% sales tax, 46 cents per gallon gas tax, and a $25 billion deficit. And we have the highest paid teachers and the second lowest test scores and third lowest in math. So I don't know what to tell you. It's just that we're in a cycle right now, and somebody has to come in and just slap us and say it doesn't work any longer. Or maybe that's somebody is fiscal insolvency.
800-510-8255. You think the cuts that are announced are going deep enough? What about the Defense Department budget? That's getting a lot of scrutiny as well. It ought to. The tax the rich scheme of President Obama. Is it time for the evolution to continue? 800-510-8255. Is Congress doing a good job, or is this just a mess that has been created by them? Nobody knows how to say no. I thought there was a good example a few minutes ago in the conversation about parents and kids and what kids need to know. How they grow up is how, you know, you learn from doing and being exposed to things. And what are we learning from all of this? The rich are bad and the poor are good. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet coming through.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio?
Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Archiver.
Talk radio coast to coast.
What's your take on the budget discussion? Back to the tax the rich scheme and class warfare, which these people seem to be good at. And I was listening yesterday. I'm in Washington to do some lobbying for my farming interests this week. And yesterday I was talking to some congressmen about what's going on, the Tea Partiers, and how the whole business here is like child's play. They won't play baseball with the Democrats. There used to be baseball and softball teams, and there was the Republicans versus the Democrats. The Tea Party players don't want to play. They don't want to have a game against the Democrats because they don't like them. This drives me crazy. What drives you crazy about this? 800-510-8255. We're talking about the budget, the cuts, the president, the Republicans, the Democrats, the vision, the lack thereof. George, what are your thoughts on the cuts?
I think that all that proved this time is that significant and necessary cuts cannot be made politically as things stand. The ship is sinking. The problem is that people believe that somehow the government's job is to employ everyone. If that's the case, we should just change the name of the country to USSA and move on. If you do the math, you'll find that even if it's 78 or 100, it's still not statistically significant relative to the debt that we have piled up. We've lived too long spending beyond our means, and I think that what we're headed for is a collapse of the U.S. dollar.
I don't think that the dollar is going to collapse, but we have spent beyond our means, no question about that. Thank you for your thoughts. 800-510-8255. This is a talk radio program that's aimed at summarizing what's going on talk radio and talk television, the issue-oriented shows, political talk radio. It is the MSNBC versus Fox, that sort of thing. Here's Edward calling from Birmingham, Alabama, about Congress on the countdown.
I have to say that I think the mainstream media reporters and in most of the cases, especially in Congress, are neglecting the 10,000-pound elephant or gorilla in the room, and that's the defense budget. We're fighting three wars now. That's sacrosanct money as far as these congressmen are concerned. It's a half a billion dollar budget, plus it's another half a billion if you add on all the extras that aren't included in the defense budget. We can't afford to, and on top of that, you know, giving tax breaks to billionaires and corporations, corporations who don't pay any taxes at all. Even with those things, two things together, you could probably, in these wars, which are causing us more harm in those regions than good, you know, they need to take on the big pieces. What they're talking about here is, you know, if you drew a graph of the amount of money that they're talking about and that they were dickering about this past week, would be just a fine pencil-thin line compared to the rest of the money.
800-510-8255. We have to do something about the sacred cows like the Defense Department. Yes, yes, yes. Cut, cut, cut. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the president's announcement, deficit reduction plans that are being discussed. Raising taxes on the wealthy is one of them. Reducing spending on Medicare and Medicaid, all of these things. What do other countries do to stay solvent? That might be, well, they don't have to be the policemen of the world. That'd be something that some of you would say. 800-510-8255. Here's Mario in Washington, D.C., listening to the Big Talker 1580.
Government doesn't provide jobs. Who will? The private sector is not hiring. These so-called tax breaks that were supposed to allow the private sector to expand and hire, it's not happening. We've had years of tax breaks for the rich. Where are these so-called jobs that they're supposed to provide? Where are they? They don't exist. So this whole idea of trickle-down economics, it's stupid. And those of you who buy into it are extremely foolish to believe that giving tax breaks to the rich is going to help our nation. If the Republicans care so much about the debt, then they should have taxed the rich to help offset the cost.
Wow. Here's a guy who's out to lunch. The private sector is not hiring. I call your attention, Mario, to the article this past Monday, in the USA Today Money section about how small businesses are trying to get bigger. The people who are hiring the companies and profiles of the people who are running them, you're about as wrong as any caller I've heard for a long time. You can tell, yeah, the government needs to be hiring because the private sector isn't. That's a way to success. All right, let me move on with Keith in Palm Bay, Florida, next.
Hopefully we'll have a better day coming. I have no children, and right as it is, we are hello?
Hello, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay, right as it is, we're spreading our great-grandchildren's money to provide the life that we're living. And this has become a Machiavellian politics, and this is the perfect reason that we should have term limits for these people. They have too much power up there. We have over 300 million people in this country, and it's the same people that's been doing the same stuff for the last 20, 30 years. You should not think in parties anymore. You should think of what they're doing. If you're a business, our government can't even make a budget from last year. We're going week to week. How are businesses supposed to be comfortable in how they're supposed to set up their businesses with regulations and taxes when we don't even know if the government's going to be up and running? I have a pocket constitution that is the whole constitution in a 3x2 pamphlet that runs a country, and we can't even get a bill that's less than 1,000 pages. We have bills now that are 3,000 pages. We need to get back to the essentials of government. Until the taxes are collected locally and kept locally and sent up to Washington, instead of us begging for them to come back from our congresspeople, which causes corruption, this country is going to fail.
Remember the song, The Bare Necessities of Life? We're all back to it, most of us anyway. The government's not, but that's they work in opposite directions, it seems, the private sector and the public sector. Some of the calls, as you can hear, are taken from other talk radio programs. We monitor about 40, 45 talk radio programs over the course of a 24-hour period to put together a synthesis, a collective, if you will, of all of the thinking, various points of view, left and right, talk television as well. We take some of your calls live at 800-510-8255. Some of them we edit for play later on, as was the case in that circumstance. Let's listen now to the thoughts that come from Tammy, who's in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
I was just
going to state that if they're going to cut the pay of the men and women that are dying for this country, to fight for this country, then they ought to cut their own pay. That would save us money. If they would cut their pay for 1 month, every congressman and every senator for 1 month, I'm sure they've got plenty of money anyway. That would get us out of debt right there for them not to take a paycheck. I think it's ridiculous to cut. Some of these Army people are, Army soldiers are on welfare because their pay is so low. As far as not giving Social Security a raise, that happened with the Bush administration. They decided not to give us a raise. They haven't had a raise in over 4 years. You know, I don't think that's right. A lot of the companies that you have right now haven't given a raise because of the economy and everything, but yet they're getting tax cuts.
All right, 800-510-8255, certain redundancy here, although I do think that the whole focus on the military, how many people are getting paid or not getting paid, putting their life on the line, is something to be discussed. Richard's in Florida with thoughts on the whole situation, Congress, the cuts, the money. Go ahead, sir.
This is an example to show you how inept and inefficient our government is. Last November, the people sent a clear message. Cut spending, cut taxes, balance budget, make government smaller. Obviously, some of our congressmen up there in Washington have become confused again and start playing politics, especially with military pay. Withhold the pay of Congress, then we might see people get more serious about this budget. Now, $31 billion is not a cut, a substantial cut at all. The new politicians that were voted in November, they talked about $100 billion to start with and $500 billion cuts later on, and now they're talking about $6 trillion. If you can't get $100 billion, it's certainly they're not going to be able to handle $6 trillion out of the budget. I mean, that's ridiculous.
800-510-8255. I thought it was interesting. The president went down to Brazil a couple of weeks ago, signed an executive order to loan $2 billion of our taxpayer money to a Brazilian oil exploration company to drill for oil off the coast of Brazil. The oil that comes from the operation is for China, not our country. The Chinese government, under contract to purchase all the oil the field will produce, which is hundreds of millions of barrels, so why would we involve ourselves in that? Why wouldn't they, the Chinese, loan that money? Here's Brent in Charleston, West Virginia.
I am really, really tired of this class warfare mentality that these folks, too many Americans, have bought into this mentality that, quite frankly, belongs back in the 19th and 20th centuries under Marxist philosophy. We are all Americans. And if you punish the people who create the jobs, guess what? You're not going to have jobs created. It's a simple, common sense law of economics. I hear these Democrats scream and cry and throw fits about a tiny little budget cut compared to our overall deficit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is nothing. This is absolutely nothing compared to a $14 trillion debt. We have got to end the sense of entitlement in this country. We have got to stop the Democrats from playing the same political game they've played for decades, and that is enhancing their political power by making more Americans dependent upon the federal government. That is not the way this country is supposed to be ran. That's not the goal. That's not the vision that our founding fathers had.
That was okay, sir, except the past tense of run isn't ran. Well, okay, we got the point. To run, ran. Let's get the English teacher out of Doug's mind and focus on Japan. That's our next talk radio point here on the countdown, 15 before the hour.
The morning sun will guide me. I count the days till you're beside me. It'll take more than miles to separate you and me. Cause my heart is there with you. As the forge starts to brew. Waking up to that aroma that always pulls us through. The best part of waking up is forging in your cup.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in any weekday this month for a free multi-point vehicle inspection. Plus, save on all Michelin tires. And save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, the situation in Japan up next on the countdown. Here are our talk hosts, Leslie Gretsch and Blake Butler, talking about the radiation concerns in Japan.
Fukushima is now said to compare with Chernobyl in the scope of the crisis. The evacuation zone has been expanded, and chilling information is now coming out from testing facilities all over the United States. Radioactive iodine is being found in water supplies, drinking water supplies, and in milk. Three locations have shown contamination in milk. And why is this important? Because it really demonstrates that this radioactive material has infiltrated our food system, our food supply. If it's in milk, it's in anything that drinks or feeds in this country. It's, you know, it's in the food chain, it's in the food supply, and we're hearing of more and more radioactive elements that are coming out of Fukushima that have longer half-lives than the iodine. So very dangerous, very scary. This is happening on an international level, and I hope it impacts the conversation that we're having in this country about nuclear power. Because as you know, Obama's budget proposed almost $70 billion, with a B, dollars in essentially loan guarantees for nuclear power plants. Imagine if we put that money into renewable energy.
I read, are there 8 plants that are on faults that are on... Did I read that?
Yeah, and several of those plants have the same essential structure as the Fukushima plants.
Can we get some energy pills for these people? I shouldn't be chuckling. Is it a crisis? I guess for the people in Japan it certainly is. What do you think? More up and coming here in the countdown, 51 past the hour.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And our focus now is Japan, with concerns about the escalation, the change, the comparison to Chernobyl now, how it affects Japan, certainly, and that area of the world. That doesn't affect us, hasn't it? I mean, there's a little bit of radiation in certain things, but as has been pointed out by many medical experts, you get more radiation in a banana than you do or exposure to radiation in an airplane than you're going to have with the circumstance as it presents itself right now. One of the people that many of you have heard on this program a couple of times, Jeff Bolton, who's a talk host in Dallas, has gone over to Tokyo to broadcast from there. And here he talks to Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo about the latest on the plant and the elevated severity of the concerns over there.
The Japanese people have said from the beginning they weren't entirely sure they were getting the whole truth and nothing but the truth from the government. Now we hear that the crisis level is raised from 5 to 7, as high as it can go. This is, for a shaken country, not a good development.
Yeah, so earlier, Jeff, they were rating it alongside Three Mile Island. They're now saying it's significantly worse than that. It rates alongside Chernobyl, in that the radiation will likely affect people in other countries as well, maybe America, maybe elsewhere in the region there. They're not saying it means anything has gotten any worse. What they're acknowledging is difficulty to control it. As you know, pollution is still emerging from the Fukushima Daiichi plant, and 4 reactors are still burning essentially uncontrollably. They should have cooled down by now if you could control it. They're still burning hot. It's hotter than water boiling point inside the reactor vessels. And that means probably some of the fuel has melted down and clumped together, and you can't prevent that from reacting. And maybe today's elevation of the crisis level is simply an acknowledgement of that. The government, of course, in Japan is urging people not to panic. It says the fundamentals have not changed. Jeff?
Alistair, when you talk about the fundamentals having not changed, one of the questions that's come up here, and I'm curious about what you've heard about this, is that there doesn't appear to be eyes on sight, if you will, inside some of these reactor cores. You know, people often talk about the Japanese people and Japanese industry being driven by an extraordinary capacity to have robots, but they don't really know what's happening in there.
No, they don't, because of the radiation, and shift workers can only go in really for 20, 30 minutes at a time before they have to almost literally run out again and get replaced by other workers. They are, they're changing that, Jeff, and we're seeing more pictures from inside the reactor buildings, the buildings that blew apart, of course, from the gas explosions. They're now able to get cameras, for example, on a remote-controlled helicopter that passed over the site yesterday, also on the ends of long poles, essentially little security cameras that they can just stick there and leave them there to feed live pictures back to those who are trying to control all this. Now, of course, they're not there yet. It's 4 weeks in. They are, though, making changes, and I'm sure that if we look back on this a year from now, we'll see that it's pretty much in hand, even if they can't control the fuel burning away inside some of those reactor vessels.
A 7.4 earthquake, aftershock, they called them. I can tell you, having been through it, it didn't feel very much like an aftershock. It felt an awful lot like an earthquake. 7.4, then a 6 yesterday, just south of Fukushima. They don't have any sense, I gather, in Japan that these aftershocks are going to stop. In fact, they anticipate them to continue for some time. That, they tell us, complicates this whole nuclear issue as well.
Absolutely, Jeff. Every time there's a quake, as you know, the railways stop running. The workers at the nuclear plant, they have to take cover, essentially, in case it gets worse. It does. It disrupts everything. And it reminds everyone daily that the disaster a month ago could easily be repeated at any time.
Yep, the situation, you never can tell what's going to happen. The plates underneath Japan continue to move and probably will for quite a long time. In the state of Washington, radio host Bill Radke and Linda Thomas talked to an expert from the Washington State Department of Health about the theories cropping up regarding radiation coming over from Japan.
Conspiracy theorists think you're covering up the truth about radiation danger. This is your chance to come clean.
It always makes me wonder what our motivation would be for doing that, especially since we all live here, too, and we're all subject to the exact same types of exposures. And I can also tell you that I work very closely with very dedicated, passionate scientists who really get into this stuff and know what they're talking about. They've made lifetimes out of it. And what they're doing is they're looking at the data and showing it to us, and we put it on our website. It's the real thing, and there's really nothing more to it than that.
On the other hand, Don, it does make sense that radiation would somehow make its way to the Northwest. What do we know factually about radiation coming from Japan?
Radiation has actually been detected in Washington and several other states across the country that has to have come from Japan. Something like radioactive iodine is not normal in the background like some other types of radiation might be. It has to come from a man-made source like a nuclear reactor. But the key here is how much of it. There was a very, very small amount detected in the Seattle area the week before the March 14th. We actually put out a news release because we want people to know about this. The ratings have started going down, and as of March 31st, we've had no more radioactive iodine.
All right, that's the important part of the story. Since March 31st, nothing more to worry about. Let's keep that in our mind. The focus on